proclamation number 8960 dated the April 7th, 1965. Love recognizes the error in the beyond. Intercession. Everything that still is and has to remain hidden from you on earth, because your state of maturity would not be able to comprehend it, will be revealed to you. But as soon as you enter the kingdom of the beyond, with just a small amount of knowledge you will know that you can raise your awareness at any time. You will know that you only need to be actively loving in order to receive without measure. But you need to have this small glimmer of light, then you will automatically get to the place where further knowledge is available, and your higher development will continue. And your longing to hear increasingly more intensifies the more knowledge you are given, because my gifts are unlimited but they always have to be wholeheartedly desired. And thus, every human being living with love on earth also knows that he has a light which illuminates the path he has to travel. Only love will be taken into account, and thus the soul's state corresponds to its degree of love when it enters the spiritual kingdom. But then it will also recognize the error as such and detach itself from it, for no beatitude can be expected from error. Misconception confuses people's thoughts and has to be preceded by a long struggle before the soul is released from it. The fact that most people pass away from earth with misconceptions would be of little consequence had the person overcome his selfishness and lived in unselfish neighborly love. Then he would automatically arrive in places where a light is shining, where it is either radiated to earth or conveyed to him by the messengers of light. Hence his fate depends on the degree of his love, and only I can recognize this since no thought is hidden from me. If a human being endeavors to reach me, if he is only interested in doing what pleases me, he has proven that he wants to fulfill his task on earth. If he then takes the wrong path, which makes it difficult to find me, then his will for me is taken into account and I will help him to attain perfection. But only a person who accepts his neighbor as his brother can love me, because selfless neighborly love is always proof of love for me, given that I ignore mere words without a living faith. In that case, however, the soul will not disassociate itself from error either, because only love is the light which provides the soul with a glimmer of knowledge. Then the person's entry into the kingdom of the beyond is just a continuation of what was more important to him than his love for me. Then he remains subject to error until he is able to free himself from it. But since you humans on earth do not know in what stage a person leaves earthly life, and you cannot be directly informed of it either because you should forward intercessory thoughts for all souls, this intercession is indeed necessary if you want to protect each soul from a potentially very long time before it can free itself from error. You can only be certain that outright souls of love will enter the spheres of light. All other souls require your intercession, and they will be truly grateful to you for it. After all, only a loving prayer sent to me will be helpful, and not the prayers of congregations, which are intended to help the soul to beatitude. Remember the deceased, and let them know that you want to give them my word to enlighten them, which is food and drink for the souls, nourishment to strengthen them, because many souls are still suffering great hardship by living in twilight, if they are not entirely engulfed by profound darkness. Even then you can release these souls through heartfelt prayer. They will feel blissful relief and gradually let go of their opposition to me. I want all souls to find salvation even now. I don't want them to be devoured again by the abyss. I want that Jesus Christ's act of salvation is brought to them time and again, which they will comprehend ever better the more light they are given. For loving intercession is strength which will benefit every soul you pray for. All souls appeal to you for this because they are unhappy as long as they have not found salvation through Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for all sins. Amen.